USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he delayed yesterday's planned immigration raids on nearly a dozen cities because he wants to give Democrats every last chance to address immigration issues. ICE agents were expected to round up around 2,000 illegal aliens on Sunday, but the president called off the raids. New acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, says this not only affects people on the national level, it also affects people on the local level.
Look, I've been in a courtroom in Prince William County, Virginia, and watched a juvenile court judge try to deal with placing a child who is clearly illegal with a family who the child was clearly not related to.
Cuccinelli was speaking there on Fox News, and severe weather could affect over 50 million Americans today, from Georgia all the way up to Michigan, over to Pennsylvania. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders wants to get rid of student loan debt for every American. The 2020 Democratic presidential candidate will put his plan before Congress today, and that will get rid of $1.6 trillion of debt for around 45 million Americans. Sanders' plan is light on details, as he says it would be paid for by Wall Street and Wall Street speculation. The national average for a gallon of gasoline has now declined for the seventh consecutive week. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The price dropped 2.5 cents a gallon down to right below $2.65. But according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, that price will soon be increasing.
Prices at the pump last week declined basically due to previous drops in the price of oil. And that's why perhaps this last week of decline, the seventh straight week, may represent the last weekly decline we see for some time. It's likely that retail gas prices soon begin to pick up steam.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going in depth a little bit more on one of our top stories, what would a war with Iran look like? Where retired Marine Johnny Joey Jones joins Fox News and talked about what military action against Iran would look like.
I deployed to Afghanistan, I deployed to Iraq. I don't want to see anyone deploy. I think if Iran provoked us to that point, it would be a pretty quick and easy war. I really do believe that. I believe that Israel has a lot of firepower and would be right there with us. But I think that that's not the obvious solution. The obvious solution is, can we continue to pressure them? You know, I think their currency is down 60% now.
They're hurting.
Things like groceries and medication are up 60%. And so, you know, when you wound an animal, I'm a hunter. When you wound an animal, it doesn't lay there and say, please kill me. It tries to bite you, but it's wounded, so it can't. And that's what we see in Iran right now. They do not have the power to do what they want to do, and they're lashing out. And hopefully it's the last fleeting bite, not anything.
Jones also points out
there's the issue of there's tensions with Iran between us and Iran. I think that's a global issue. There are a lot of players involved, and it's going to work out. The other issue is how we treat incidents when it comes to international airspace, international water, because China is constantly provoking an international water. They do not recognize international water the same way we do, and there are incidents all along the way for 20, 30 years now.
And finally, former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz is out of intensive care and slowly making progress in recovering from his gunshot wound that happened earlier this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.